AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. President Trump's declared a ceasefire, but Iran fired on three ships in the Strait of Hormuz today and seized two of them. John Gambrell has more.
It's believed that it also has mined parts of the strait and had been demanding payments of as much as $2 million to allow ships to pass through. It remains unclear whether we'll see any ceasefire talks in Islamabad. Right now, Iran has not formally acknowledged Trump extending the ceasefire.
White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt says the president is waiting for Iranian leaders to come to a consensus.
There's obviously a lot of internal division. This is a battle between the pragmatists and the hardliners in Iran right now, and the president wants a unified response.
Oil prices rose again, Brent crude settling just below $102 per barrel. On Wall Street, corporate profit reports spurred the S&P and the NASDAQ to new closing highs. And in politics, Gary Fields takes a look at Virginia voters' decision to redraw the state's congressional districts.
The arms race by state legislators and voters to control Congress took another step forward in Virginia, where voters approved a constitutional amendment that allows the congressional districts to be redrawn now rather than waiting for the census every 10 years. One voter in Alexandria, Matt Wallace, said he was resigned to the fact that in the current environment, it is a standard of by any means necessary to fight back.
I think that the redistricting issue across the country is unfortunate that we've had to resort to temporary redistricting.
Those that opposed it, like Joanna Miller, focused solely on Virginia and not the rest of the country and talked about how it will disenfranchise them.
I think that the effort this fall is not in good faith. And so, I voted against the redistricting because I want my vote to count in a fair way.
Another test is coming in just a week in Florida, where similar discussions are underway that could swing toward Republicans. I'm Gary Fields.
This is AP News. Happy Earth Day.
Laughter and community are in, and doom and gloom are out as environmental activists embrace positivity in the fight to save Earth.
If we want people to come off the sidelines and into the work, it's got to feel good.
Catherine Wilkinson with the All We Can Save Project runs seminars where joke telling, hugging, and dancing lift up teams who are more used to hearing about worsening climate change and consuming less.
Power and joy. Go!
We have to have more openness. We have to throw a better party.
Whether it's lobbying a government or getting people to change their behaviors, activists like Katie McClary with the Great Smoky Mountains Institute are finding that sharing joy works better than scolding.
We have to fix the climate doesn't resonate. It's more about how do we love each other? How do we come to this place of well-being?
Joy and community building can make Earth Day something that's both about protest and celebration. I'm Jennifer King.
There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.